You are listening to FMA Talk Live. FMA Talk Live is a live talk show created for the promotion of Filipino martial arts. Your hosts are John Binarski, Federico Malabago, Mark Basil, and Datu Tim Harmon. For more information on the show, upcoming events and guests, information about the hosts, their schools, and more can be found at www.fmatalklive.com. Also check out www.fmatalk.com for general FMA news, events, and discussions. On Facebook, we're at facebook.com/FMA Talk Live, and we're FMA Talk Live on Twitter. If you're listening on iTunes, please subscribe to our channel and give us a great rating. Thanks for listening. Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is FMA Talk Live. Coming up, I'll be joined by my co-hosts, John Binarski and Federico Malabago. Fred's coming back from a little seminar. We have some of the KI practitioners coming here to the States, and they're doing a little tour. So he's going to be heading down there, and we're going to be hearing from him. In Colorado, and actually he calls in as he's coming back. So looking forward to hearing from him. And I got a couple announcements here. First off, looks like we are either going to be sold out of the Zanzibar daggers or we're almost gone. So for those of you out there who would like to get a hold of one of those, send us an email, or you can go to piblades.blogspot.com. You can hit us up on Facebook at FMA Talk Live, and then our Twitter feed is hashtag FMA Talk Live. So, and we also have some sticks we got from the Philippines, some nice rattan that you can use for sparring or for just general practice work. They're really nice. And then we also have some really nice bahi sticks. I got a few pairs of those left. And then, of course, we have the giant Bali swords, too, that are super nice. So we've got a few of those left. Like I said, we're either sold out or almost sold out of the Zanzibar daggers. So check that out. So you can go to piblades.blogspot.com. And check that out. So, all right, we're going to be joined here by John and Fred. And Fred's, like I said, was driving back from the Kelly's Illustrissimo seminar. And we're going to chat with him and about that and see how that goes. And then after that, stick around because Fred was able to grab some of the instructors and some of the practitioners that were there, some of the guests of the seminar, and get a little bit of feedback from them on how it went and what it was like training. So thanks for listening and enjoy.
All right, cool. So we're talking with Federico and Frank. They're rolling through. So where are you guys right now?
We are in the middle of Kansas, eagerly trying to beat a thunderstorm on our way to Kansas City to get barbecue.
All right. So Federico and one of our friends and students, Frank Smith, they decided to go on a barbecue trip, and in the middle of that, stop at some KI.
Just coincidentally, you know, it's like a barbecue. There's a KI seminar. We'll stop in.
And then when we say KI, we don't mean I don't know what would be. Can't think of a barbecue.
Key.
Key seminar. They're going to go get your
Kamehameha.
So Cali Solistrissimo and you guys. So first, let's see. You started off when? Was it last Friday you guys got on the road?
We left Thursday, unlike...
Thursday. Jeez.
Yeah, we left Thursday because unlike our epic trips for tournaments, we figured... since we're not competing, we might as well arrive well-rested and well-rested and not stressed out. So, you know, we took a nice two-day trip.
seminars, you're rested and sober, but for a tournament.
Hungover and, completely tired.
The opposite at the tournament. Yes, I can attest.
Oh, exactly. Well, I need an excuse for when I lose, you know. It's like, it wasn't really me. I was just like, so somehow the one year I don't, where I'm not hungover, I lose. And then every year where I'm hungover, sleeping. just kidding. Right. We always win in Team B's.
That's right. What do you mean? We've never lost.
Exactly. But, it was a good trip. It's about close to 15 hours from Minneapolis to Denver by road. And part of the reason that helped make this trip a lot more pleasant is that our route takes us through the famed Kansas City, home of some of the best barbecue, or probably the best barbecue I've ever had in this here United States, from Tennessee to Texas to all over the place. It's definitely one of those experiences. If you can make an excuse to pass through Kansas City, and for us it was a KI seminar, definitely do it. You'll be doing your tummy a very good favor to, if you think you've had barbecue, which I thought I had barbecue before, nothing beats that Kansas City experience.
Are you saying the McRib doesn't cut it for you?
Just slightly better than the McRib.
And if there are any Kansas City rib joints that would love to sponsor the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, that stuff ships. All right, you can just throw that a little dry ice and overnight it.
Yeah. No, yeah. No, we brought a travel cooler knowing that we'd be passing through there, and it's definitely made for a breakfast of champions on our way to the KI seminar, that's for sure.
So what was the name of the place you loved? That's like the oldest one in Kansas City. It's kind of a famous one, right?
One of the nice favors that the host of the seminar, Grandmaster Shelley Millspaw, did for me when he found out we were passing through Kansas City, since he was a former KC resident, he gave us a nice list of KC barbecue places to try to give us that proper KC experience. And the first one we went to, the oldest one in KC, was Arthur Bryant's. And we went to
the
original location.
I'm familiar with.
Yep. And we had the rib tips and fries. And I got to say, I've always avoided rib tips everywhere else because, it's been... At least the places where I've gotten rib tips, it was like it's a
Applebee's
cheap alternative. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
It's just something cheap that they're trying to get rid of. There's always more bone and gristle than meat. But darn, these Arthur Bryant's rib tips probably have more meat on them than some places' ribs.
Wow.
And just the flavor itself, it's just... Without the sauce, it just has an amazing flavor, but with the sauce, as a nice little compliment to how well the meat is done, it just enhances it so well.
And just in case anybody tunes in and is listening, this is FMA Talk Live.
It's not a cooking show, but still, as FMA practitioners, we practice with our... with food on the mind, and
that's right. We march on our stomachs.
Need
right?
For alcohol, food, and our libido. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. So cool.
Following Arthur Bryant's, we took got takeout from another place that GM Shelley recommended, and that was Jack Stack's, where we got burnt ends and ribs, and apparently they also do lamb ribs, which are supposed to be magical.
Lamb ribs, that sounds fantastic. Not for the lamb, but...
And so we're eagerly speeding towards KC so we can hit Gates, another one of the oldest barbecue places, where we'll try their mutton ribs. Definitely a very rib-tastic, or barbecue-tastic seminar trip here.
Nice. Yeah, I was inspired. One of the better rib places down here was closed today. They're closed Sunday and Monday, but I too went to a Jack's Barbecue kind of close to Fort Lauderdale, and the ribs are okay, but their sides are some of the best I've had. Their baked beans definitely were amazing. So thanks to you, I've I went over my calorie limit for today, but it was well worth it.
like we discovered, you know, since for some foolish reason we've avoided a lot of stuff in Colorado just because we assumed it must have been a super long drive. One, Casey is only 6 hours away from Minneapolis, so a perfect weekend trip. But at close to 15 hours with how used to driving we are, it's Denver is not that bad of a drive as far as FMA events and whatnot is concerned.
Cool. So you guys got into Colorado, and so the semi started, that was Saturday, right? So you guys got in, Friday afternoon?
Yeah, Friday evening, you know, and so we took it easy, and you know, since we're cheapskates, since we were trying to save as much money for barbecue as possible, we spent the night at a lovely Kansas State rest area, which was surprisingly more restful than I expected, but because you're sleeping in a rest area, not very restful. But thankfully, you know, we had a good night's rest, you know, and we're able to take it easy once we checked in on Friday, and we're all set for the KI seminar, which was at the, I believe it was Gym Synergy in a suburb of Denver, and I don't have my notes in front of me right now, so I'm not going to horribly guess and name the wrong suburb, but it was a really neat facility, you know, fairly big. It seems like they teach a bunch of different martial arts, and they were kind enough to open the doors and play host for the KI seminar.
So originally, Grandmaster Tony was supposed to come out, correct?
Yep, originally the seminar was going to be taught by Grandmaster Tony Diego, but unfortunately due to health reasons for himself and his wife, he wasn't able to make it. So 100% of all the seminar proceeds, and I can't say 100%, but a good portion of the seminar proceeds are going to help Grandmaster Tony back in the Philippines, and I do believe a last-minute KI seminar is also going to be held in Michigan this July, and again, proceeds to benefit Grandmaster Tony and his healthcare needs. Teaching the seminar, since Grandmaster Tony couldn't make it, originally he was going to be assisted by his senior students, Arnold Narzo and Pichi Baron Seguin, who we've had on the podcast before, or both of whom were on the podcast before when we did the KI Tony Diego.
That was a Christmas party, wasn't it?
Yep, during their Christmas party. And apparently a few other KI instructors came up out of the woodwork, grew Basse, and I apologize in advance. We have him speaking as one of the sound clips, another guru based out of Tennessee who teaches KI. So they also came up to assist, and apparently they were also there in the Christmas party in the background listening to us prattle on over a bad connection. But so it was definitely nice to meet a lot of voices and Facebook friends in person. You know, and definitely wonderful, friendly people, like most good instructors in FMA are. And wow, was it a great day of quality FMA in the U.S. You know, something, you know, I've been to a lot of seminars and a lot of other stuff, but it's always a pleasure and always that unique opportunity when you can, you know, get this level of training outside of the Philippines, which is definitely a rarity.
So it was pretty much all day. I mean, the whole day was Cali Philly Street School, right? So this was a mixed seminar.
It was, so this weekend, so they're doing a bunch of events, or at least Shelly is hosting a bunch of events this week. But this weekend is dedicated just towards Kali Sili Sri Small. Gurus Arnold and Peachy will also be teaching privates during the week if you happen to be in the Denver area. But they're capping off their Colorado festivities with their annual Capitiran Mandirigma Camp in Estes Park, And I would say if you have a chance, go attend it. But unfortunately, right now, it sounds like all the spot that their cap is sold out. But
they announced
even
it was full on Facebook, so I don't know if they're letting anybody
Last time I talked to them, it was sold out. You know, and that's just a weekend dedicated to FMA with, of course, Grandmaster Shelley teaching, you know, and various other instructors, as well as PT and Arnold. But definitely this weekend, if you just wanted an intensive course on KI, this was the weekend. And, you know, unfortunately, just because of the drive time and all that, we could only attend the one-day Saturday seminar. The Sunday, we missed out on the blade section where they started interpreting and doing more of the counters with the blade today. But, you know, yesterday was just a good overview of KI. And, you know, they started off showing the different striking, you know, various striking patterns or striking techniques used in KI, from Real to Circulo to Angulo, and the various, you know, different striking techniques. And then they moved on to, you know, the very unique footwork patterns of KI. And, you know, and that's the thing that really distinguishes KI, you know, and having trained with them, trained with GM Yuli, and seen other, you know, meeting other people who've trained with Topher and whatnot, it seems like the unifying framework and the thing that really distinguishes KI from other FMA styles, beyond the fact that we only have long range, short range, is the footwork. You know, and they spent a good, you know, second half of the first session on the footwork and combining the footwork and the handwork together seamlessly. Then we broke for lunch at a lovely Vietnamese restaurant. Unfortunately, we broke for lunch a little early, so we weren't able to enjoy as much Vietnamese food as we probably would have if we were starving, which was probably a good thing. But then after lunch, we had the second half of the session where we started combining in the two-person drills, the footwork and handwork application. And then we also went through the 12 angles and combining it with the various follow-ups and counters there. And so for just a single day, you know, for someone who's never experienced KI before, you would have come up with an extremely good overview of a lot of the basic building blocks of KI. You know, some of the deeper details, of course, you're not going to get, you know, in a one-day seminar and all that good stuff. But, you know, if you were looking to get just a good taste and a good idea of what KI is and is about, you would have gotten that at the seminar. And so they wrapped up at 3 with formal instruction and had an hour of just, if you wanted to ask any questions, you know, refine any of the things you did that day. No, they just left it as an open hour to kind of, you know, work on what you wanted to work on. So, you know, it was definitely an awesome time and, you know, a unique experience and hopefully something that will occur more often here in the U.S. You know, there's so many guys who just do not know what they're missing training with such high-quality FMA instructors and practitioners, you know. There's a lot of good FMA in the U.S., but that kind of first-hand experience and world-class, you know, instruction and art is just, it's rare.
Well, yeah, I mean, outside of our school, and of course, John. I mean,
If you can't travel to Minneapolis or Chicago to one of our schools, you know, where else are you going to find?
Yeah, you know. If you want FMA instruction combined with the antics of the Three Stooges, you know where to find them. Because when I say world-class, I mean world-class pratfall comedy is what I mean.
Exactly.
You spent a day doing, you know, strictly Collie Philly Street Sumo or, you know, which is, you know, GM Tony Diego's interpretation of it, kind of,
uh-huh.
Obviously, you know, being delivered by one of his senior students. Now, being a senior student yourself of another GM Yuli Romo, how do you think it compared? Like, what did you find to be the most enjoyable part of it? You know, kind of already coming into it, you know, with a bit of a bias towards KI already.
You know, one of the things, and we were talking a little bit about this, before we started recording the full show here. You know, one of the very unique things that I found, you know, just experiencing the different interpretations of KI, you know, and when it comes down to it, the material is all, you know, all the same. And I was talking to another BZ instructor, you know, before, you know, I attended the seminar. You know, and fundamentally, KI is KI, and the roots are there no matter where you're going. But definitely all the pillars of KI had their own emphasis. You know, none of them inferior to the others. It's just their own predisposition, you know, and things they emphasize. And, it's one of those things. You know, KI is definitely one of those arts where it's very nice to see those different viewpoints and whatnot to get a better vision of KI. So, you know, definitely, you know, if you've only trained in one interpretation of KI, you know, let's say you were under Buck Buchan or you were under whoever, you know, if you have the chance and the opportunity, you know, train with the other pillars while they're still alive, while their students are still active, because, you know, even if it is the same material, those little tweaks, you know, that they are different viewpoints will make you appreciate, you know, and perhaps understand the material you were shown, you know, in a whole new light. You know, and it's definitely one of those things that, you know, the more times you see it the better, you know, in general. But, it was very one of those things that, you know, not only did it help me appreciate KI even more, but it also helped me appreciate what GM Yuli teaches and his own, you know, and the flavor to KI he adds. And it's nice to be able to see the slight differences and to appreciate, you know, like everything else, you know, it's sometimes it's the differences and the similar, you know, and not just the similarities that help you appreciate things a little more.
So you were saying that they were doing blade stuff. They were doing blade stuff tomorrow, or it would have been today.
Today, actually.
Yeah, so you guys were doing mostly stick work, or stick-related, or just using sticks, or I don't know,
The thing with the stick stuff, you know, again, you know, what you're going to be doing with the blade is going to be the same as with the stick and all that good stuff.
Right.
You know, but today was the day to actually be using the trainers instead of sticks to really hone in on the edge awareness and how that affects your counters. And, all the, you know, definitely it was designed to build off what you learned yesterday kind of thing. But, of course, you know, unfortunately, having to get back to Minnesota and back to the real world at some point, we had to miss out on that portion of the day. And that's definitely yet another thing that's very unique with KI versus a lot of other FMA styles. Well, it is a very blade-oriented style. You know, there is no ifs, ands, or buts. There's no imagining, you know, and reinterpreting stuff from blade to stick or stick to blade. It is blade-oriented. So, you know, and that's one of those things. And one of the reasons they had to do that kind of second day interpretation to help reinforce that orientation and that application of the art.
So did they show mostly single stick or did they mix it up with the double stick as well?
Today, for these 2 days, it was mostly single blade.
Okay.
So, you know, and just getting used to, just getting used to the movement and, you know, once again, you know, and that's one of the interesting things about KI. It's hard to find other FMA practitioners, even experienced practitioners, who are 100% comfortable with the movement. And even for us, you know, there were a number of us at the seminar you know, some from, you know, our lineage, others from Topher's lineage, you know, just the slight differences, they still need work. And it, you know, even if you're familiar with it, you still had to work to get into the movement that they were trying to teach and all that stuff. And it, because it's, you know, they're all just so unique, similar but unique. And again, it gets back to the idea of, you know, everyone has their different emphasis, things they emphasize when teaching. And, you know, it's definitely one of those things, you know, and to help round you out, you might have ignored one aspect to focus on one thing, but training with a different group, oh, I shouldn't forget this. And I shouldn't forget this precision here and not just this emphasis on mechanic. And maybe, you know, I forgot to pay attention to this mechanic and so on. But that's also one of the very unique things with KI-based arts, is that the mechanic and the overall structure of it is so important. You know, it's definitely, and that's one of the things, you know, that we've noticed dealing with Philippine-based martial arts. Those minor details of what might seem like a simple curriculum compared to some of the other things taught, you know, in other styles, they make the difference between life and death. And, you know, those little details about how, you know, your accuracy, targeting, body positioning, weight balance, and all that good stuff, you know, are just, that are often ignored.
That's one of the things I remember, you know. I don't think we ever had a session with Master Yuli where he wasn't just basically going bananas over the most minute detail of your body position or weight transfer, where, like, you know, moving your hand over just an inch or tilting your body, you know, just a slight degree, just boom, all of a sudden you're in a whole different world.
Oh, exactly. And that's the beauty of it, you know. And sometimes people, you know, when they're looking for complexity in martial arts about, you know, the how to do a million and three disarms or takedowns or whatever, you know, they often, you know, it's easy to overlook those minor things that will let you hit faster, that will let you hit harder, that will let you hit more accurately, more safely, etc. You know, and you know, it's just always nice to get people who have that eye for detail to watch your movement and help you fix it, you know. And definitely, you know, one of the comments from the instructors, you know, looking over the crowd, and, you know, no one in the crowd had, you know, was a non-experienced FMA practitioner, but still, just improvement in movement and all that good stuff by focusing, you know, just on basic material and all that, you know, it was night and day over a 6 hour or 7 hour period.
Sweet. So you guys wrapped up with your kind of off on your own. You managed to get over to a few people and do some quick interviews. That was nice. So we'll have those. We'll tack those on to the end of the podcast here. And
you know what? I gotta apologize in advance. You know, unfortunately, it's a lot easier to chat when there's not the pressure of some guy holding in my case, a phone to your face that's going, can you please give me an interview? So, you know, and also it had been already a long day. So unfortunately, by the time I got to all the instructors, you know, we were wrapping up for the day. Everyone was hungry and tired. And so, you know, I apologize for the brevity of these interviews. You know, it has, you know, I wish we had more time and could have done all these instructors the proper justice for how much awesome material and just dedication and just quality teaching they provided for the day.
So were you able to, I know you weren't able to get an interview with Peachy, but were you able to chat with her at all during the course of the day?
Oh, yeah, no, during the course of the day, well, one of the shocking things for us was for everyone used to Philippine time, all the KI instructors were early. So for us Minnesotans, they're half an hour way too early. It was nice to have company to chat with and then say hello to. And it's good to put a face to a name and an actual physical presence to someone you've chatted with over the phone and over Facebook. And she's such a gracious lady. If you're all friends with Shelly Millspaugh, you might see him post a video of his young son getting his first private lesson from
I saw that.
Maestro Apici.
Yeah.
You know, and I gotta say, you know, just the fun and the joy you see in that little clip, you know, if you're wondering what kind of woman she is, just look at that video and you can see someone who is a generous, awesome, one heck of a lady for sure.
Cool. So did you get to get a sense for, you know, this was her first time in America, right?
I don't believe so. Again, it's been a long day, but definitely this is the first time anything like this for KI has happened here in the U.S., at least under Grandmaster Tony's lineage. And especially with the untimely death of Grandmaster Topher, this is definitely a shot in the arm to revitalize KI and help propagate it around the country.
So did you get a sense that they were going to try and, kind of get a KI USA, association going up again? Because I know that's something that, has been out there kind of in the weeds for a while from a lot of the KI folks, but with, a lot of the recent, the untimely death and, things like that. I don't know if they get a sense of, are they going to try and, organize?
That's the thing. You know, it's definitely one of those things where, just having the trip done is momentous enough in itself. It's definitely energizing a lot of KI practitioners here in the U.S., because there were attendees from all over the country,
mm-hmm.
From New Jersey to Tennessee to, I believe, D.C., as well as us from Minnesota and of course, Colorado. It really re-energized a lot of these KI instructors to keep propagating the art and to, put a little more zeal into spreading it. So, it's planted the seeds, and hopefully those seeds will blossom and continue to spread pretty soon. But as far as formal, is this the start of a new KI thing? I definitely think it's a little too early to say. Definitely people are eager, excited, and want to, and hopefully, like I said, this is just the beginning.
Cool. Sounds good. So you guys are off for a little more barbecue and hopefully a good night's rest.
Of course.
All right,
barbecue fuel for a more road trip here.
Exactly. And just stay away from the beans. All right, cool.
So
well, hey, I don't... Well, John, do you have anything else?
No, I think we covered it all. I think it worked out fairly well.
Sweet. All right, well, I'll let you guys get back to your trip. Thanks for taking the time. I'm glad you guys had a good time. I'm jealous. I wish I could have been there, but unfortunately, work has me out of state and traveling once again. So, oh, well, my loss. But down the road, I'll make the next one. Maybe I can make Michigan. probably went in Rome, so it ain't gonna happen.
No, actually, I think Michigan is right during John's Piper seminar.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, well. Oh,
but
I'll be down.
Definitely,
Piper, so.
Definitely, it's a great experience, and so for anyone who has the opportunity, it's just definite reinforcement. There's great KI instructors in the U.S., but while you have a chance to train with GM Tony's senior instructors, Maestro Apici and Maestro Arnold Narzo, definitely do it, and you will have an experience that, unfortunately, very few people in the U.S. have had. So, definitely, if you have any hesitation, please don't hesitate and do it. And at least for myself, I'd like to just thank the wonderful KI instructors for all their generosity of time and knowledge, and as well as Grandmaster Shelley for taking the initiative and then getting the ball rolling on this seminar and helping spread KI all over the country.
Cool. All right, guys. Well, have a good one, and stay tuned, everybody. Coming up, we'll have some clips from some of the attendees and some of the instructors at the KI seminar in Colorado. So thanks for listening. FMATalkLive.com, and check us out on Facebook.
All right, so as promised, here is a few interviews that Federico was able to do while he was at the seminar. So once again, thanks for listening. Check out FMATalkLive.com and enjoy.
So this is Fred over here for FMA Talk Live here at the Cali Illustrismo Seminar here in Denver, June 21st. We're getting towards the end, and it's been a blast, and hopefully we'll get some other people's feelings about the show or the seminar in just a little bit. You know, we've covered a lot of basics from Cali Illustrismo, from striking to footwork and a few follow-ups and drills, and just a little bit more left. So hopefully the next person we'll get will be someone commenting on how the seminar has gone and why they're
live about how the seminar is going. And
the seminar is going really good. A lot of people from all over the country showed up. People from San Francisco, Atlanta, Nashville, New York, New Mexico.
Oh, wow.
You, Milwaukee. Or not Milwaukee, Minneapolis. So yeah, the seminar is going really good. Having lots of fun.
Oh, wow.
And learning lots of stuff.
Cool. And so people know who you are, who's speaking.
Oh, this is Shelley Millspot from Capitan Mandarigma.
If you wouldn't mind telling us who you are and what do you think of the seminar so far.
My name's Mark McFarlane. Seminar is going well. Learning lots of good material, like footwork especially. Kind of a little bit different than what I'm used to. You know, anything I can grab and put in my toolbox works for me.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.
Hi, I'm Brian McCauley. I'm from Fort Collins, Colorado, and I'm having fun at the Illustrismo seminar in Westminster.
Why'd you can't come up?
Why they come out? Interest in the art. I don't have a lot of exposure, but I'm fascinated with its simplicity and elegance.
Okay. Once again.
Hello. This is Les Salvador, and I'm a Cali Illustrismo stylist, and I am here in wonderful Westminster, Colorado, at a seminar, Cali Illustrismo seminar, sponsored by the amazing Mr. Shelley Millspa. Teaching this class are Master Arnold Narzo and Maestra Pichi Baron Sargin, and I'm having an amazing time. I myself have practiced Illustrismo for a while, on and off at least, and I'm here to deepen my understanding, appreciation, and practical application of my people's amazing warrior art, and I'm having an amazing time, and I recommend this highly. And if anyone ever gets a chance to train either with Master Arnold and Ms. Tichy, or you know, with Capitan Mandarigma in Combatan, by all means, I suggest you go out and do it, because you'll have an amazing time and learn a lot.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Just introduce yourself starting off.
This is Guru Basi Carlos of Cali Illustrismo, and we're here now at the seminar in Denver, first day, and I'm glad to be here. This is a historic moment. This is the first, full exposure of Cali Illustrismo from our instructors from the Philippines with Pichi Baron and Sagan and Arnold Narzo. So they've traveled kilometers, miles away. We love it.
Many, many miles.
Yes. Glad to have them here, and you guys have a taste of how we do it in the Philippines.
Oh, nice.
So, yep. Glad to be with the Cali Illustrismo family here, and thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Hi. Hi, my name is Dan Lohman. I came to a seminar here with the College Illustrious Group. What brought me here was I ran into them in the Philippines in the last 2 weeks ago, and we made a connection there. I really enjoyed working out with them, and we asked them to come here to train us some more. And it's a very enjoyable seminar, very technical, very eye-opening.
Thank you so much.
That was FMA Talk Live. For more information about this episode, past and future episodes, check out www.fmatalklive.com. On Facebook at facebook.com/FMA Talk Live. And we are FMA Talk Live on Twitter. Thanks again for listening.